The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Ireland's senior cycle curriculum is evolving, but the CAO third level entry system remains the same, which has led for calls for change. Has the points race become unsustainable? And what would a more inclusive pathway look like? Well, I'm joined by Paul Crone, who's the director at the National Association of Principals and Deputies. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Claire.
So you're happy enough that what's happening at second level is changing and below at primary school level as well. But then when it comes to getting into university and university itself, it's an immovable object. Is that a fair characterisation?
That's exactly it. We have a new primary curriculum. We have a redeveloped junior cycle, which is a low stakes exam. And we're in the process of redeveloping senior cycle to try and bring it into line with the primary curriculum and the junior cycle. So when we look at the introduction of continuous assessment, additional assessment components, trying to reduce the pressure on students with the impact of the exam, we're looking at potential barriers, and how the points race operates we've identified is very clearly a barrier for students, because the students and the teachers and their parents are looking at things like teaching to the exam. Can I have a look at exam paper? Will that be on the exam? And what's been lost is the important learning, the critical thinking skills, the collaborative skills, communication skills. And they're being lost out of the curriculum the content in the exam.
So what should it look like then if you are someone who has a particular interest in, let's say, creative design? What should it look like for you to go from second level into third level?
Well, first of all, we have to accept that there has to be an entry requirement, and we do need matriculation requirements. For example, we do want our engineers to be good at maths. We do want our doctors to be good at biology and all of those things. But there are a significant number of courses that look at other elements, such as portfolios. When I went to be a teacher many years ago, I was interviewed to assess my suitability for the teaching profession. So there are lots of other areas that the universities need to start exploring to make sure that students are starting in the course that best suits their aptitudes, abilities and interests. And then we believe that students will view that pathway and there'll be less dropout, higher success, and it will become an integrated journey for the students from age 5 up to age 22 or 23 when they qualify with their degree. Whereas at the moment, entry into university is very disjointed from the whole system, and it needs to be more integrated.
So, I mean, what you're suggesting is, I mean, in practice, it would mean the third level institutions looking at classroom-based work, at portfolios that are coming with the student from second level. Now, it sounds like that might be very onerous for third level colleges to have to examine those types of things to assess potential candidates. What is the way over that hump?
Well, in many ways, the points race solves a third level problem, and it is very much a third level problem, but it's impacting negatively, and the backwash down on our senior cycle is huge. So they are going to have to do a little bit more work. The current system is far too simple, far too one-dimensional. A simple example would be there are bonus points for maths. So, but if you're going to do a journalism course, why wouldn't the bonus points be for English for that journalism course? There are simple things that could be looked at that will be more student-centred, focusing on the student's aptitudes and abilities and assigning them and aligning them with courses where they will experience success. Mm-hmm. Students do better in courses that they enjoy.
There's also, I suppose, there's an equality issue as well, because there will be students who will benefit from additional lessons like grinds, not available to everybody, only available to those who can afford them. And so they're getting an advantage that they've paid for.
And that's something we're very aware of too. And we did hear the student voice, and they're very clearly articulating that if you have the means to afford the grinds, well, then you're getting a leg up, you're getting an advantage. And some would say the system is being gamed by the grinds and the grind school culture. So the current system feeds that. And that is not student-centred in any way. And we need to find ways around that. If you're looking at the figures that were released this morning, an increase in number of students applying to CAO, but a decrease in the number of students applying to the HEAR program, which is the Higher Education Access Route for disadvantaged students. So even though more students are applying, less students from disadvantaged backgrounds are applying. So we need to explore that. Are they not applying because they're feeling excluded? Can they not feel they're it's a level playing field? They can't experience success. We need dialogue between the second level system and the university system to come up with a system of entry for higher education that is enabling and removes barriers that is student-centred.
Okay, Paul Crone, Director at the National Association of Principals and Deputies, and that organisation is having a gathering, a symposium of school leaders in Dublin tomorrow to discuss and analyse the future of the CAO and the university admissions system. Paul, thank you for joining us on the programme.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.